Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Boy, Jay had quite the All-NBA. You did first, second, and third All-NBA teams. It was sparked by the idea that Ja Morant's contract, if he's not All-NBA, either first, second, or third team, will come in $40 million lighter based on incentives, right?
I gave him the $40 million in my All-NBA team.
You had him on the first team.
I gave it to
but
him.
Actually, that,
say it again.
I gave him that $40 million.
I tried to get Jay to do it
you
live.
Got it, you got it.
I tried to get you to do it live, but actually your list was extremely well thought out when you eventually did it because I can't really say you snubbed anybody. Donovan Mitchell.
The Donovan
Devin
Mitchell
Booker,
one is tough for me because
tough.
He was right there. Like if he had been on Cleveland the whole
taking
year.
Off?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who I'm taking off. You want
you
my
snub
list
somebody.
Meantime, we'll post it on social media.
I already posted it. We'll see if Pat can repost it.
Cardale well, Jones.
That was done before you posted
done
it. Pat
I
reposted
even said anything. They built
before you said it, it was done.
OSU quarterback 2015 national champ is with us. Morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's happening?
Hey, who do the Panthers go? If you're running the Panthers, who are you taking with the number one pick, Cardale?
Man, I don't think you can go wrong with C.J. Stroud, especially after coming off that game versus Georgia. The way he showed his mobility, the way he eliminated so many – he answered so many questions that he was getting questioned about all year about running and just being more mobile like Bryce. And this is no knock on Bryce, seeing him play, you know, out in Cali modern day, and I thought he was a great quarterback, and he still is a great quarterback. But if I'm the Panthers, I'm taking CJ.
Cardale, obviously, you're a giant of a quarterback. How significant when you look at Bryce Young, not just height, but size overall. I mean, his stature, small shoulders, not overly long, all of those sort of things. How much do you think that's going to really play in what a team thinks on draft day about him?
I think it's going to play somewhat of a factor because one thing you can't deny is his playmaking ability, his arm, and his smarts as a quarterback, right? He played at Alabama for the last 3 years at an extremely high level. And, I mean, the kid won the Heisman Trophy. You know, so you can't put that into too much, but it is a factor because this game that they play is such a violent game, especially at the quarterback position. I mean, your first hit can be your last.
Cardale, like, let's go to another prospect for a second because obviously everybody talks about C.J. Stroud, everybody talks about Bryce Young and whether they're battling for number one or number two. But when you look at sheer talent, man, there's nothing that maybe jumps off the page more than Anthony Richardson. What do you think about him overall as a prospect? And then what do you think has to be refined or tightened about his game to take him to the next level?
I think you look at him, I think he got 1 year under his belt up starting down there at Florida, but you can't take away his intangibles, his measurables. And the things he was able to do at Florida this past season is also another reason why he's up there in one of those conversations of, you know, top 10, top 15 picks overall. I think it's going to take for a team to really say this is our guy, just like Bryce, just like CJ, and really put the right tools around not just Anthony but all these guys to make these guys successful. But Anthony, I think, you know, you look at his 40 time, you look at his vertical, you look at his size. I don't remember last time we had a guy that big, that smooth, and can do some of the things he can do with the ball in his hand since, I want to say, maybe Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm, maybe Cam. Cardale Jones, former Ohio State quarterback, national champion 2015, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and we'll never forget about Max. You're there, Max. So, Cardale, how important, tell us how important it is for not just, I guess, young quarterbacks to go to the right situation opposed to being in a bad situation and being forced into the lineup.
Oh, man, I think extremely it's important because you want to be in a situation where you can learn from a veteran in a room or a situation where they got the right tools around you where they're not asking you to drop back and throw the ball, you know, 30-plus times a game. I think that's a recipe for disaster of any young quarterback who's not really physically and mentally ready with experience to take on such a job like that. So I think the right situation is 10 times more important than what pick you are, what round you get drafted in. You look at I think when Russell came out and he was in a great situation with Seattle, the things they were doing, getting the quarterback outside the pocket and to fit that offense. And I'll be the first one to tell you, Russell was a great quarterback in college, Minnesota, NC State, but I didn't think he had this much success at this level. And I think his confidence was built by being in the right system, had the Legion of Boom around him, and then had some great guys on offense. So being in the right situation and system, I think, is just as important as, you know, who's the number one quarterback pick off the draft board.
So we're talking to Cardale Jones, former OSU quarterback, 2015 national champion. We're talking to Tim Hasselbeck earlier, and he brought up a name that people have seemed to forgotten about. Well, he's a little bit older, but also because of injury, Hendon Hooker, right? Like someone might wind up grabbing. Who says he's not going to be the best quarterback of the draft? What do you think of him as an NFL prospect?
Another guy I love him as well. You look at the things that he was able to battle through. He battle tested through adversity through his career at in college, and sucks to see that he had to tear his ACL because who's know where Tennessee would have been at the end of the season. I know they finished the season strong off with Joe, and I know he's coming back next year, so I'm excited personally for him as well. But this is another quarterback that you can't go wrong either. You put him in the right situation, get the right guys around him, and you will see him flourish and to be a great quarterback as well.
Cardell, one of the things I've always loved about you is that you are very steadfast in your opinion on things, and you stand up for what you believe. When I say Lamar Jackson, how do you look at that whole situation that's occurring between him and Baltimore?
You know what? Just from the outside looking in and not knowing too much on what's going on, it's unique. It's unique. And, through social media, everybody want to make the argument. He was an MVP a few years ago. You can't doubt his ability. Can't doubt his playmaking ability with the ball in his hands, if it's passing or running. But a few things that we evaluate quarterbacks at, especially at that level, is third down completions, right? Third down percentages, your red zone percentages, and your winning in the playoffs. And one of those things he haven't checked off his box yet. And on top of that, he's been injured in some critical times, right? Where, it's like, okay, well, this style of play is kind of, biting us in the rear when it's time to really, put up or shut up. No one talks about the Patriots going 16-0. They talk about they lost in the Super Bowl. So if I don't care what my guy did in the regular season, we got to do it in the postseason, right? So I don't know if they holding that against him. Me personally, if I was a decision maker, I wouldn't be, because I know what type of talent this kid is. He's proven to do it. I know some parts of the game we can't control with injuries, but you can't deny that he is a playmaker and that he's worth a lot of money. I don't know what that number is, but I think he's worth a lot of money.
That is your 2015 national champion, former OSU quarterback Cardale Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, brother.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Tell you what, some callers.
Jay,
we got some callers
calling in
about Ja Morant, Jay, on NBA.
I think Jay may be going viral again. It's possible.
Uh-oh.
Daryl in Inglewood. Up to
there you go. D-Money.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, D?
Yeah, this Ja Morant thing, man. I don't know. They're trying to make him a poster boy for it. They punish him, man. He already lost the money, man. Leave him alone. Let him do his thing, man. He's a great talent, man.
He's
appreciate you guys. I like your format, man. You guys are showing a lot of courage, talking to the people, man. A lot of shows are scared to talk to the people.
Respect on that, Daryl.
You got to be for the people.
I mean,
for me,
life isn't seen like it's cut one way. But at the end of the day, Ja Morant is a good person. He's made mistakes, and he's working through that. And I think as long as he continues to work through that and hoop, he's going to be okay.
The only issue I had with Ja, he was getting into – obviously, he was heading down the wrong path.
There's a pattern of behavior,
But the thing that bothered me about the way it was handled is what you said, Jay. It was like stuck on fast forward, right? Oh, he's going to get help. I'm like, oh, look at this. This might be a blessing in disguise, because if he's getting in too deep into some stuff, he can pull himself out right now. And then it was like, he's already done six games, had six games off, another two games, and he's back. I'm like, oh, that's the fastest.
Yo, but let's call it for where it is, man.
Counseling I've ever heard of.
And Key, let's be real about it, Key. We keep it, this is business, man. Yeah. This is business.
Yeah. Yeah, when,
when you got somebody who's box office that generates views and gets people to watch the game, there's an element of that too. Now, that's not Ja Morant's fault. Like, the league is like, hey, okay. So, I mean, playoff time, Ja Morant, you put the two together. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but maybe is it as severe as we wanted it or made it out to be?
That's true.
Possibly maybe not. From possibly his not. Yeah, standpoint, well. Right? Maybe they diagnosed whoever he sat down with, talked to, whatever. They said, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. Here's what you got to do. Do. Do you get
that? This altercation with the high school kid? Yes, but these were the circumstances. Fine, yeah, but you escalated a little
over
too
with.
Much.
It's yeah, right. not as big as we That's wanted possible. To be or we make it out to be. And they are diagnosed it and said, you ready to go back and resume playing basketball.
You know what it is, though, Key, also? Like, you know, you saw him when he got off social media. Yeah, they're like whatever you doing off the court, keep that discreet. Mm-hmm. Don't document yourself because then people start trying to build a body of work, right, against you overall. So
that's what,
cut that out.
That's what the red flag to me, Jay.
Like, be careful. Like, move. Like, we talk a lot about Jordan, Key. Move discreetly.
Yeah,
and move in the shadows, and hoop and do your thing.
The red flag to me was there were several incidents, and it's like, oh my God, Ja's tarnishing his squeaky clean reputation. Because at first, no one knows anything about you. You're just this the new face of the NBA potentially, and all this. Then all of a sudden, oh wait a minute, that's not good. That's not good. What's he getting into a fight with that kid for? Well, he threatened this. He's a high school kid. All this kind of stuff. That's okay, fine. That's water under the bridge. You move forward. No charges were brought. When he broadcast himself in the club with the gun, it's like, wait a minute, it's a cry for help, or you're trying to get yourself in trouble. Somebody just didn't make it. That's when I was like, come on, man, what's your judgment is impaired. And yeah, then a lot of people will point to the fact that until he scrubs social media, a lot of him shown drinking. Like, a lot of he's showing him, and you think, oh well, that would impair your judgment. Then he comes out and says, no, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, in the club incident was a bit much, because it's guys that don't even want to be seen in the club.
That's what
Let alone everything else that was going on around him. Because this guy's, they're like, no, I'm going to just do my deal over here. Yeah. You would have thought that, you know.
That's how people felt some kind of way when the club did him dirty like that. Mm-hmm. You don't be posting.
But then he did himself.
He did it first, though, Jay.
The other aspect, I'm like, come on, man. Like, cats go like, that's what players do. That's what people do.
But you know what I mean?
But I think what Jay is saying, what Josh showed was the gun and dancing.
Right.
Right? The club showed the 50K in the other stuff.
The club have shown anything.
Come on, man.
The club showed the dancing and the whole deal and some money.
I ain't never going.
Just hard to say, hey, like that. Don't show me doing this. They're like, you showed yourself.
I know.
I know where not to go now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody knows right. where not to go now.
Yeah, we know what y'all doing.
Yeah, we got y'all now. We see it.
Hey, what was it like to be in the building during last night's historic performances? Yeah. That's coming up next. KJM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, this John Morant thing has struck a nerve. Benjamin in Los Angeles, you're on KJM.
Oh. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's popping, man?
Oh man, you already know, man. Straight out of NapTown, L.A., Compton, Long Beach, Watts. I'm back, man. Had to holler at y'all, man. But now I just want to say, first, you know, I definitely want to speak on John Morant with Lamar Jackson, though, real quick. That's all about the money, man. So I hope the coach do get him, because Jim Irsay ain't really tripping like the mother owners. He kind of do his own thing. But anyway, on the John Morant thing, man, I just wanted to just say, first, I think it is important to say that, and Jay Will, you kind of said something originally when it first was coming out. It's something deeper going on. When he's talking about coping with the stress and anxiety, that's what he's really talking about when he's talking about getting help. So I think people need to understand, you know, that's something different, even though the other stuff does need to be dealt with, and he's dealing with that too. There is something deeper when a person's talking about how they cope with stress and the mechanism they're doing to do
good
that.
Point,
so
Jay.
I think that's what he's talking about working on. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure.
My bad.
No, Benjamin, that's a good point, because he's saying first you have the stress, then you have the coping mechanism. If that's drinking, for example, that leads to bad judgment. So now you have to learn how to deal with the stress without doing something that leads to other bad judgment.
We talk to athletes all the time. I think one of the things that's crazy about it is you play a sport and you're exceptional at your sport. It doesn't mean you're going to be exceptional at the lifestyle that comes along with your sport.
You're supposed to be a one in a million person on top of being a one in a million athlete.
It's a lot of pressure to be able to do these sort of things. Jay and Max, speaking of pressure, there was a lot of pressure last night. Or yesterday, should I say?
No, last night, yeah, K-State.
You. Remember, it's daytime here, Jay. Yeah, nighttime for you.
You're Kansas right. State head coach. Morning, coach.
Good morning. How we doing, fellas?
We're not doing as good as you, Jay.
Yeah, you tell us.
Jerome, wait, I got to ask, man. And tell me the real. Don't give me this coaching politically correct answer. I need to hear the realness on this. You and Noel, were y'all really arguing, or was that the set?
Well, I won't say we were arguing, but we both had different opinions on what we should run to get the same result.
So
In other words, there was a communication breakdown of what the set should have been. I'm taking, coach.
No. He knew what I wanted, and I understood what he wanted, and it was both going to get the same result. That's why I said, okay. But in the meantime, the defense's eyes got caught up on us talking and let our All-American cut back door.
So was what wound up happening, if it wasn't actually planned, hey, we're going to act like we're arguing and then he's going to lob it. So if that's not the case, was that either your or his idea in that moment? In other words, was that one of the two options you guys were arguing about?
Well, what he wanted to run and what I wanted to run, I think would have resulted in the same thing. Keontae cutting back door, just not as flamboyant as throwing the ball from half court.
Moment,
Jerome. Watching Noel last night, man, it was as a guard, especially being from New Jersey, the tri-state area, knowing that he's from Harlem. Like even watching him turn his ankle, I mean, 19 assists in the game, 20 points. Affected the game in so many ways. And I know it's a team effort, Jerome. Like, how would you rank or measure that performance that you saw from Noel last night?
Well, I thought the 27-9 against Kentucky was spectacular, right? But last night, both teams were playing at a very high level, right? And just to be able to answer the bell every time they scored, he made a play to help us. Obviously, you said his teammates were there for him also, but just to be able to answer the bell every time and to tweak his ankle and then have to go back in, and I knew that Joker wasn't staying out that game. So whatever it took, he was going to get back on that floor. And but, man, it was the best performance by an individual that I've ever been a part of.
one of the all-time. He set the record for assists while giving you 20 points. It's unbelievable. What are your thoughts going forward, Coach?
Well, man, right now we're just trying to get a grasp of Florida Atlantic, and Dusty May's team is really good, and they did a great job last night against Tennessee, and you know they've had a terrific season. They have more wins this year than any other team in college basketball. Houston could tie them today if they win, and so we got our hands full, but we're going to put a game plan together that's going to allow our guys to you know play without thinking and with freedom and be in attack mode, and so that's our plan. And everybody, all the players got to get some rest and be ready for tomorrow, man. We just want to keep this thing going.
Jerome, one of the best parts I love about March Madness as a basketball fan, NBA and college, are the stories, right? And obviously there was a big story with Keontae Johnson before, but you know stories get resurfaced and people, the further you guys go, the bigger the story becomes about, you know, what he has been able to overcome. Can you just talk a little bit about what that journey has been like for a player like him?
Man, you know, he's a terrific human being, man. And I'm so thankful that I get to be a small part of this story and to watch it, right? And to know that, his heart stopped beating, but he was able to be revived, and God has given him a second chance to do the thing that he loves. And I mean, he loves this game of basketball, right? He's not trying to play it. But some people, like y'all were just talking about, some of the young men in the NBA that, you know, they play the game for the money, and then they can't handle the lifestyle of it, right? But this young fella turned down money because he wanted to play the game. And, for that kind of love and passion and just to be, you watch him with his teammates and how he interacts with them. And I mean, everybody on the team just loves him. He's a terrific teammate. He's very low maintenance, and just to watch him be thankful and appreciative of a second chance and just embrace the whole thing is just a joy to see. And I'm super excited to, be a small part of
it. I mean, Jerome, whenever a player collapse on the floor like that, the whole world stopped, obviously, and prayers and wishes and all that. Like, were there any concerns that you had as a not only as a coach, but as a human being for a young man that wants to be back on the court and continue to play at such a high level, just in feeling that process out?
Hey, Nick, that's a great question, Jay. And I'm thankful that one of the reasons why him and his family chose to come to play for me and for us and our staff is because I have been through this, three other times with athletes while I was at Baylor, and helped them to be able to recover. Obviously, it wasn't as serious or as public of a thing that happened with him in Florida, but the same doctors that dealt with our athlete at Baylor is the same one that was working with him. And so I've helped multiple guys, go through some procedures that have to deal with their heart and then get back in shape. And that's the scariest thing as an individual is, if you don't know, because they don't know what their legs, their lungs, or their heart. And as a coach, you don't either unless you've been through it before and had a monitoring system and you know how to do all that. And so the question that I asked Doc is, if it was your son in this condition, would you let him play? And when he told me yes, and he told me that before, I felt good about it, and I knew how important it was to him. And so we've taken every precaution. And, this crazy day is that African-American athletes, male athletes, are more susceptible to have a cardiac incident arrest than any other athletes in the world. And in Keontae's situation, it is more likely that he will recover because of the procedures he's had done than one of my other athletes who are African-American. So as a staff and as a team, we've all gone through training on using a defibrillator and CPR and all those type of things. And we get refresher course on it, not because of Keontae, but because I know that all my other African-American male athletes are more susceptible to this than the regular person.
Jerome Tang, Kansas State head coach, not too shabby head coach. You show up, finally get a shot to be the HC, and just like that, you're in the Elite Eight. Best of luck going forward.
We're cheering for you, Jerome. You and your squad, man. It's an incredible story.
Man, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on, man.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
All right. Time for Take It or Shake It here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Nuno, take it away.
All right. All right. Let's have some fun. Is it Super Bowl? Is it Super Bowl?
Nuno, it's really easy to have some fun when you come on and go, all right, let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's exactly. Chat GPT, let's have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. So much fun.
So much fun. Is it take it? Is it take it or shake it? Is it Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? Take it or shake it.
That's not how take it or shake
it
works.
Is it? I screwed up, all right? Relax, Pat.
It's Super Bowl or bust for... It's Super Bowl or
Pat,
bust no, for Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Pat's angling for this gig. Look at this.
Yeah, Jay, if you haven't realized that Pat thinks he runs everything.
Take it. Wait.
All right, okay. Keith, let me try this.
Start over, please. Start over.
All right, I apologize, guys. Keyshawn, is it Super Bowl? Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Of course it's Super Bowl bust. If he goes to the Jets, they didn't get him to go to the playoffs. They didn't get him to win the division. They got him to go to the damn Super Bowl. That's why they're building this team and putting enough veteran players around, a bunch of young, talented guys to bring them along. If you get Aaron Rodgers, you're not getting Aaron Rodgers to just say, oh, I'm going to Miami in the wild card game. No.
Yeah, Super Bowl. I mean, come on. What else are you doing this for? This is like college basketball for an elite prospect. This is a one-and-done contract. I mean, who knows where he'll be next year if he's still contemplating what he wants to do with his career. You got essentially 1 year if you make the move to win the Super Bowl. Nobody knows what the following year is going to hold up.
I'm going to shake it for the Jets. I would take it for Aaron Rodgers.
How
about this one? I got a prediction. The Giants go farther in the playoffs than the Jets, no matter who the Jets get. How do you like that?
Stop making it about the Giants.
I just changed the whole thing. Go ahead.
So, Max, if you go out there, and look, man, just hear me out. I'm going to do it in a certain way.
All right.
If you went out there and you hired somebody to do a job for you, that you needed. You were in the underworld, and you needed a job done.
Underworld, I love that movie.
And he missed on doing that job, and you were like, don't worry about it. We can just do it next year. What? No. They want the job done now.
I get that they do, but if they win a couple playoff games, it'll be considered a success for them.
No.
Go ahead. Nuno.
I'm going to watch Underworld today.
Underworld is a great novel by
Tom
DeLillo. It's like 1,000 pages long.
1, 2, or 3. Huh? Have you read it?
Of course. Oh. I just brought it up, yeah.
Okay.
I said,
you watched the movie?
I read it. No. Underworld, you're talking about like vampires or something.
Yes.
That's different. That's completely different.
Jeez.
Yeah. Completely different, yeah.
Go ahead, Nono.
J. Will just got Ja Morant an extra $40 million next year. Take it or shake it?
I'll take that.
Take it.
Shake it!
John Morant got himself the $40 million.
Yeah,
I got
how
him
did Jay, well, Jay, I mean, you getting people $40 million now?
Yeah. Hey,
what you
like
need?
That,
you
man.
Need to hold something?
On, man.
What you need?
Dang,
what you need?
Man.
You need a buck? You need a nickel?
So,
what you need?
I think Jai got himself in this situation because he's a hell of a player, and everybody knows that he's an all-NBA guy, and if his contract says all-NBA, then he'll be picking up that 40.
I'm saying pay this man his money, dude. The talent is there. I hear how people want to add extra weight due to the issue off the court. I can understand that. But at the end of the day, he's played enough games. He's one of the best talents there is in the league. And his team has finished second in the West.
I'm going to take it. Josh, thank you, Jay, because I would be one of the people who would originally say, initially I'd be like, wait, he already missed some time. Another 8 games? Man, he only played 54 out of 72 games. He missed too much time. But by doing this exercise, what I see is a lot of guys missed a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And from your list, I agree. I think the logic of it is sound. You can't find – he's one of the 15, and that's
yes.
all you got to be.
Yes.
To be all NBA. So Jay has convinced me, and once I'm convinced, therefore now it is done.
It's done.
Should, yes.
It is written.
Yes. So Jay has made – Josh should send you like 1% of that money.
I'll take it.
As a finder's
God.
Fee.
I'll take it.
Go ahead,
Nuno. How
do you
guys deal with this guy every day?
Yellow Gatorade is the best Gatorade. Oh, take it or shake it.
First of all, it's not yellow. It's
that's
like
what I'm
greenish.
Saying. What's yellow Gatorade?
No, it's green.
Yellow.
It's yellow.
It's yellow.
Everyone,
you're talking about the original?
About this.
This is
yeah.
yellow Gatorade.
It's not like yellow. It's kind of
greenish.
It's
greenish.
It's
absolutely yellow.
It's yellow.
Yes,
it's like a green yellow. Yellow
between that and the fruit punch.
It's yellow.
I take it.
Take it.
So look, yellow is in the background. Yeah, you're telling me it's that? That's what the Gatorade looks like? Let me see.
This is the Gatorade.
Let me see.
It's yellow.
There are different shades of yellow.
It's yellow. That is yellow.
That is yellow. I have to admit it. It looks yellow.
What is that? This is
yellow. Yeah, I don't know about that one, but it is certainly the best flavor because it's the original flavor. Then you drive into the fruit punch.
Yeah.
And then, you know me, man. I got to have the grape. You know, come on, Jay.
Wait. Why do you have to have the grape?
Don't ask questions you know the answer to already.
Because I am black. If for some reason we like grape juices and grape Kool-Aid, that's why, Max Kellerman.
Who's we?
Jeez.
I like grape.
We're building. I didn't say you didn't like grape. I said we, as in two black men that happen to be on a show with you.
I'm going to tell you.
Interesting.
Orange Gatorade is my favorite.
Oh, no. Pass.
You know what?
Orange Gatorade is my favorite.
Okay. It's mine, too,
it's
Jay.
It's citrusy.
It's
like
mine,
orange.
Too. The lemon one, whatever, the yellow one, is a little harsh on my stomach sometimes. I like the orange
the best. Orange is good.
Yeah.
Orange is my go-to.
Fruit Punch and the original is the
Fruit
best
Punch
the one
is good,
to go.
Too.
Fruit Punch is good, too, yeah. Orange. Yeah.
So we're shaking
aren't
that,
you happy
that,
we're
that
doing
the one
this?
That the yellow one, whatever. I can't believe I'm calling
no,
it
I
yellow,
took it.
Apparently it is. Is the best. We're shaking it.
All right, last one. Keyshawn Johnson is a better interior designer than Jay Will is a gambler. Take it or shake it?
No, I'm shaking that.
I'd take that all day long. Take it!
All day long!
The difference is I've had major success at designing, and Jay, no matter what he tell you, he ain't had no major success at no damn gambling.
Is it major success when the show gets canceled after one season?
What do you consider major success?
First of all, let's count for smart ass.
Key, what do you consider major success?
Huh?
Gambling. What do you consider major success?
You up at all times.
Key, can I tell you one of the best gambling experiences of my life?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
It was in
you
Vegas.
Just said.
In Vegas, eight yeah. years ago. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, so
was
this is
playing
recent.
Craps. I won $4,000. I had a flight one day, like 6 o'clock in the morning. So you know how you're uh-huh. going through the
yeah.
hotel lobby, like you know, 4 a.m. to get there? I was like, you know what, man? I was in a state of mind that was not a great
wheel.
State
Don't
of
tell
mind.
Me you stopped at the roulette
I was,
wheel.
Yeah, stop. Key, I bet on black 4 times. Bam, bam, bam. Bet everything. Kept rolling the back. You do
8,
the math.
16, 32.
You do the math, Key.
Yeah. I got
I'm
that.
Up overall.
I got that.
I'm up overall.
Okay. So then
so,
do
but
the
if
math
you were a
this
great
way.
Interior designer, you would have
you
season
can't
two, season
tell
three,
me,
season four.
You
only had
can't
one season.
You tell me that you went up.
You only blitzed Barbara's bedroom one time.
After that, they were ready for the blitz.
Bing bang.
You only sacked her one time.
You walked out the casino with the money that day.
Oh yeah.
But the next day?
No,
or
I
the
didn't
next
go back.
Day
I
after
left.
That?
Key,
the
I,
next
hit,
day, whenever you went back, no.
Jay, for
and
your
whatever
life,
you did on the
down. On your,
you ain't up.
Your entire life, you're up?
I'm up.
You're up on the house?
Oh, man, stop. You ain't no gambler, then.
I don't know what gambler is like that. I bet small.
Because Russ disagrees.
It don't matter if it's big.
That's fine.
Russ is sending me video stuff and everything.
I already got him a Jordan's from Chinatown.
The reason he's up is because he doesn't pay his bets.
Oh, that's not true. Now you're spreading lies.
What? Did he get his sneakers?
That's one individual.
Man, Jay's so far down. Jay gonna shut up and individual. Tell you.
And that's more a principle. That's more a principle with Russ.
They all up. I know. Everybody in the casino.
That's
up.
How they built the casinos. They built those casinos in the desert because everyone's up on the house.
I don't have a problem. What are you talking about?
Let's take some calls coming up. Because some people had a problem with Jay's all NBA list.
I'm not addicted to gambling. What are you talking about?
888-SAY-ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Sitting here minding my business, reading something. Jay starts cracking up, Key. And so I'm looking, I'm like, what's so funny? I look, and he points, and across the room, you got
Chris Canty,
Private Eye,
on his knee
filming me
in the corner, Key, in the corner of the studio.
I'm just like reading
with his phone out, just filming Max. And wait, and when Max sees him, Max tightens up the feet. His feet,
No, I was like, what the?
He tried to tuck his feet away so quick.
So, he won't. Don't want him to see them dirty ass shoes.
No, he got clean. He got clean up.
He got clean was the day. Okay, so Max J. So let me ask you this, man. So what, Max? Like, so what makes it right? Right, when you go eat, you guys go out to eat at restaurants and places or people houses or whatever. Why do you have to use the little fork
for the salad?
For the salad.
No, I use a big fork for the salad, but that's not
the etiquette way. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Who said that you couldn't do it the other way though? Why does it have to be? I'm just asking.
Use the big fork for the salad and the little fork for the entree?
If that's what you choose to do.
Why not?
But they say, Max, right? That's not the right way.
Yeah, customarily, that's not supposed to be how it's done in high society.
Or who says that you got to use the small butter knife to spread the butter? You can't just use the steak knife that's on your plate and you
steak
just what you
want
to do.
Will spread it as well.
Yeah, and then you can't really cut.
No, the steak knife will not spread it as well as the butter knife.
But also you can't cut the steak with the butter knife. You can't do that.
Well, unless wait a minute, Key.
If you've got the ridges.
What are you getting an arm workout? What are you doing?
No, Key, you talking about
the rough steak you got?
Are you talking about the big thick steak knife or the skinny little steak knife?
I'm talking about the skinnier one.
No, the skinny steak knife will not spread butter as well as a butter knife.
How well do you want to spread?
It can do it, but it doesn't do it as well.
But who says that you can't use that?
The big thick steak knife is something else.
I like the evenly spread butter knives. I like the evenly spread.
That's fine, but
how about this one, Key? I got another one for you. So in Europe, you could do it this way, but in America, you're supposed to, like, you're cutting your food, right? Then you're supposed to transfer the fork to your right hand. Man, I don't have time for that.
Eat with the left.
That's what I'm saying.
I shovel it in with my left hand as soon as it's
cut. Man, I was looking at something yesterday in the etiquette, the Ritz-Carlton. They teach the kids. And I was like, I don't care about that. I want some damn water. Just give me a glass.
You just hang around the Ritz-Carlton at your free time?
Well, no, it was on one of those channels, those shows, fool. Okay. No, they were showing the kids, the people was sending their kids there. And
yeah, me and Barb were at the Ritz.
Me and Barb were at the Ritz. And I thought of Max immediately.
Why
you know,
me?
I said,
what'd I do?
Yeah, why Max?
I'm not going to do that etiquette.
I think I have a...
some stereotypes.
A perception. I am a profiler. I am a profiler by nature. And so I thought about Max when I was looking at this because the family actually came from New York and they sent their kids up to
looks
Boston.
Looks at me, he sees Emily Post, whoever,
you know,
right?
And they sent it up to Boston to the Ritz-Carlton to do the etiquette class. And I was like, what the hell? Let the people just eat how they want to eat. That's what I thought about that, Max.
Yeah.
I said, who said that that's right? Who says that's the right way? I want a small plate,
Max,
and I want to put my food on a small plate, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, you do what you want to do. You live in America.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to do, unless you're in Florida and you want to talk about Black history. You can't do that. But otherwise, you can basically do what you want to do.
Goodness.
Joe in Ohio.
Well, please move on.
You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
it's okay.
Radio.
Okay. Max is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Joe, man?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. Now, hey, I love your guys' show. I listen to it every day when I'm driving to work. I've got about an hour drive. So, but this morning, you know, I heard Jay's All-NBA team list from this year, and I just started thinking. I was like, man, I was like, KD and LeBron, yeah, they're two of the greatest players of all time, but are they two of the best players this year when they have a hard time even being on the court? And then you got players like Donovan Mitchell, Shai Alexander, Jay Randall, Devin Booker, Paul George that are out there, and Paul George – and Devin Booker haven't played a lot of games this year, more than LeBron and KD, but they got their teams in better position this year.
Without that, Jay.
In the standings in the Western Conference.
Jay.
Well, which one do you want me to address first? I mean, I know they haven't played a lot of games, but I mean, when they play, it's been pretty special.
Yeah, but
I mean,
their teams aren't in the same positions as the other teams.
Yeah, I think some guys are legacy. Sorry.
Oh, LeBron, really? You're giving legacy.
Well, for LeBron James being the greatest player in the game and scoring the NBA scoring title and single-handedly keeping the Lakers in contention.
He hasn't.
To
well,
be
since
in the
he's
playoffs.
Been out, AD's done it. AD has carried the team since LeBron's been
That's
out.
Why AD's on my third.
Yeah, you can't say single-handed.
Russell and AD kind of pitched
AD
in
AD was
together.
Out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you're saying LeBron kept them in this position single-handed. He's missed a lot of games, and they're in contention.
You
without
agree
him.
With my list. Now you're saying you disagree?
So No.
So
I'm
why
saying
are you trying to play devil's advocate?
Because his point is, I didn't understand that you put some legacy guys on. The reason LeBron or KD on is because I think even though they've missed those games, I would rather have them this season than the other guys. Because especially in high-leverage moments, when they're on the floor, they're just better.
So you're saying that because but we both agree.
Ultimately, on the list, I was wondering about your defense.
But ultimately, we both agree.
Yes, both agree. Of you agree. You're saying the same thing.
There. I just wanted
you're
to know
just
your answer
arguing
to
be arguing.
That's Max.
No,
both
I wanted to know
you
your answer to his
make
question.
Sure.
And you gave a bad answer.
Just put it this way. Just make sure you use the right damn fork this weekend. That's all I care about.
Damn it.
Greeny's coming up right now.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.